Good morning. 9:35 on November the 23rd, 2024, Saturday, on a mostly cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Let me see if I can get this in a pocket without shutting it off. Get my hands back in the pockets before they freeze off. Well, hi. Yeah, I'm out, I'm walking and moving. It's not the prettiest day out here, but it's not the worst. So mostly cloudy, a lot of thin clouds. Some blue skies, sort of. There are places where it's kind of hard to tell if it's blue sky or dark cloud. And then other places where there's a little haze of white cloud in front of the blue sky. Looks like it might be breaking up a little bit off to the north, off to the northwest and west. I honestly don't know what the forecast is for today. I 5 o'clock wake up. It was a nice morning, got my stuff more or less together, and then lost it by playing around with Mastodon and then spending 2 hours over breakfast. Other than that, good day. Yesterday's bread came out okay. Wasn't great. I think it was too cold. I think it put too much yeast in it so that it rose up too much at night in the fridge. And then I didn't give it long enough to wake up in the morning when it was cold. So I didn't get a lot of oven spring. The loaves are small, very compact, quite dense. Still tasty. The with interesting crust. It's a very cracker-like crust. A little thicker than I'm used to. It's still quite good. I enjoy it. I had 2 slices this morning I shouldn't have, but I did. I really didn't need the extra carbs, but had a couple cups of coffee. Bowl of cereal, a couple pieces of toast, and I'm about 75% of the way through book 11 on Wandering In. Spent a little time with Roger yesterday. Not a lot, just I kind of checked in. Looking at the last place that I was writing, and it's like, this is not right. This boy ain't right. You know what I mean? Hear what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I do one of my major strike throughs and then pick up at the last clean point. Or maybe just hit a line feed and keep going and write something more interesting. Played some X4 yesterday. almost captured a destroyer. That was very exciting. A pirate ship. And I have a save that I dropped just before undertaking the effort, and I'm thinking I may want to make a second pass at that. I did something that was recommended in a video, and that's that I made a boarding party ship. I made a large freighter and filled it with Marines for boarding. And I should probably start boarding operations with something less than a destroyer, less than a destroyer. But I had the opportunity to deal with this destroyer, and I thought, well, let's give it a go. Let's see what we can do. It's been harassing my cargo ships, and in spite of the fact that it's not supposed to be, I've had it break up a couple of them, and then, of course, I had to roll back 15, 20 minutes or half an hour to recover that ship. I haven't got the game down yet. I'm still at the very, not the very, very beginning, but I'm still very early in the game from what I can gather. And I'm still flubbing around with why don't my escort ships keep up with my cargo vessels. So the cargo vessels, the miners are mining on their own at risk while their alleged protectors are still fiddle-farting around in another sector trying to catch up with them. It's like, sometimes I'm not doing something, something, something. I'm not doing something, something about it here. But it's okay. It's a game. It's a slow burn game. When I think of how long it took me to get going in EVE Online back in the day, this is actually going along pretty quickly. It was literally months getting into EVE Online, figuring out how things worked. Getting to the point where I had some small amounts of cash. I've got more than small amounts of cash at this point, I think. I just bought another destroyer, and I'm back up to 400,000. I need a fleet of destroyers, and I also need, I think I need a carrier. I also might need a fighter, a heavy fighter equipped with something like missiles or something that's got a little bit of takedown power to take out things like capital ship surface elements, shields, engines. Taking down the engines keeps the ship from running away. I think I need to not bring my destroyer to a boarding action. Should probably watch a few more videos. Hear little birds chirping. I saw a lot of birds floating around this morning. There's a whole flock of robins working along the eastern side of this walk here when I was just left the park, and they were up in the neighborhood. There was like I really don't know how many. There were a lot of robins, at least 20, flitting around, flying from tree to tree, chirping up a storm. Oh, that sun feels good. Kind of funny. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. And it's dry this morning. My mouth is just not happy with the current humidity level. So let's see, what have I talked about? I've talked about bread, talked about wandering in. I'm still in awe of how this whole thing is unwinding. I feel like I'm binging a TV series or something. The nature of the storytelling is very much tack together serials, and while I might be a little less enamored of that structure, I have to give Pirate Abba props because it works so well. Coming off of Moby Dick in particular, coming off Moby Dick, there is so much Moby Dick in this. That sounds wrong. But the occasional pauses and side conversations and returning to something you've seen and detailed explanations here and there, tucked away. Just had an extended peace with the Titan of Boleros, and we're back now in Lyskor, in the evolution of democratic institutions. We're getting more insight into the Antinium and the bones of this monster skeleton keep getting fleshed out more and more. And rather than being like some sort of huge bipedal monster or some sort of literary apatosaur, it's more like an anaconda. Every time you think you've come to the end, you find more ribs and it keeps going. And it's just, I start reading, I just can't put it down. I do not understand. Well, I do understand. The writing is good. I still have problems with the way the dialogue is laid down on the page, but at least it's consistent. So I know that when I'm confused, the answer is probably in the next paragraph if I just look at it closely. But it's still just pulling me in. Okay, what's this guy doing on the sidewalk with his bicycle? I give him room, let's put it that way. Oh, and he's gonna take to the street. Alright, huh? I'll get out of his way that way then. Not exactly sure what he's saying. Good morning. Interesting. Sharing with me some sort of lesson in Arabic. So soft I could barely hear it, but okay, whatever. Interesting. I can't say I've had that happen before, so a unique experience this morning. I think it was Arabic, I'm not sure. Well, I made it across that street. Lots of cattails and rush down here. Good, I can see a lot of cattail seed heads that have popped, so that's coming along. That's a could be a key resource at some point. The new high school. It's out, the, all the trees are down, all the bushes are down. I can see, I have a straight shot down now to look at the new high school. And if I didn't know it was a high school, I could be convinced that it was a prison. Has a sort of brutalist architecture. It's blocky and very few windows and concrete and brick. I wonder if it's really what I'm seeing or if it's just an artifact of my mental state at the moment. I'm not going to talk about education this morning. I'm not going to talk about education this morning. Warmed up, I'll give it that. It's kind of a nice morning. I'm glad I came out for the walk. I'm glad I got out. It's, there are going to be a lot of days that I can't do it. And tomorrow may be one of those days. I almost skipped this morning, but I thought, nah, yeah. Looks crappy out. If it comes off and snows, I'm going to lose a couple of days unless I'm really, really brave and really careful. And honestly, right now, I'm not feeling very brave. It's not in my wheelhouse at the moment. Not terribly optimistic, truth be known. That's probably pretty obvious. But I have pretty much shot down the morning here. It's coming up on 10 a.m. here at the back gate. Some burning leaves. Some smoke. I hear a lot of little chippy birds, as sparrows and juncos, and even a couple of chickadees floating around in my backyard. The squirrels have emptied the feeders again, but I'll have to get groceries, pick up some more feed here soon. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.